Something old or something new, something borrowed or something better. I mean butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. Last month, the air was hanging heavy, more like winter than spring. So I was searching for something that would kill the chill and also fill. I ran across this recipe from Marilyn Duckworth, a fellow cattlewoman out of Bates County, Missouri, and it did not disappoint. Even though spring is finally here, I've decided this dish might just come in pretty handy in the warmer season. When I want to dawdle a little longer outside, no worries, because one batch of this recipe can last for 3 or 4 rounds of leftovers. Monday, what's for dinner? Beefy cornbread casserole. Tuesday, what's for dinner? Beefy cornbread casserole. Wednesday, well, you get the idea. Here are the ingredients. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small onion chopped. You can use less if you prefer. 2 to 3 jalapeno peppers, seeded and chopped. For a milder version, I substituted it with green, yellow, and red bell peppers, chopped to equal about 1/2 cup. And then 1 package of cornbread muffin mix, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 can of cream-style corn, 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 2 eggs beaten, and 3 cups of shredded cheddar cheese divided. What I want you to do is place the beef, onion, and peppers in a large skillet and cook over medium heat until the meat is no longer pink. Drain and set aside. Now, I will often brown the beef partially, drain it, and then add my vegetables so that the flavors blend better and are not discarded with the bulk of the drippings. In a large bowl, you're going to combine the cornbread mix, salt, baking soda, corn, milk, oil, and eggs, and blend the dry ingredients, and then stir after the addition of each of the remaining to help wrangle that thick batter. Pour 1/2 of the batter into a greased 13x9x2 inch baking dish, and layer 1/2 of the cheese and all of the beef mixture, and then top with remaining cheese, and carefully spread the remaining batter over the top. Bake uncovered at 350 degrees for 40 to 45 minutes or until a toothpick inserted near the center comes out clean. Now I switched it up a bit and I cooked it in a skillet in the oven for a crispy outer crust. And it did take a little longer to get the middle dough cooked through, but the flavor was worth the extra few minutes. This is a dense and very filling dish. Small servings will fill you with big satisfaction. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. And while you're there, scroll all the way to the bottom and look for that little email link. Then let me know what kind of recipe you'd like to hear on the program. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.